The University of Massachusetts has put out a formal request for proposals to lease 25,000 square feet in downtown Springfield for use as classroom and office space, with the potential to double the size in the future. A study ordered by UMass President Robert Corrett shortly after he took office 2 years ago found a demand in Springfield that could be fulfilled by a UMass satellite center. According to a statement from Corrett, there is also strong support from the political and business community. The question now is one of feasibility, according to university spokesman Robert Conley.
The feasibility of it is contingent on us being able to get the right space at a price that would make sense in terms of the program we have in mind. So we've asked people to send us proposals, and over the next month or so, we will receive those proposals, evaluate them, and then would really be a final decision in terms of this idea of expanding into downtown Springfield.
Although plans are in the early stages, Conley said classes at a Springfield site would likely be offered from all five UMass campuses, not just the Amherst flagship, as well as online.
So the idea is to bring all of the resources of a university system to bear on dealing with issues of the day and providing academic and economic really opportunity. So it's something we're excited about, and we're now really in this final stage of assessing really.
Conley said no plan has been developed yet on how to pay for the satellite campus.
The University of Massachusetts, like universities everywhere, still has some carefully balanced finances, and so we have to make sure that what we do in Springfield would be in accord and in sync with the financial realities of the moment. But we're optimistic about it.
Jeff Schifrida, president of the Affiliated Chambers of Commerce of Greater Springfield, believes the current commercial real estate market will provide UMass with the space needed at a price the state can afford.
The market is starting to certainly pick up, so I think they're in at the right time. I think they would be able to find something that that will meet their needs.
Springfield is currently home to several private colleges and universities, including Western New England University, Springfield College, and American International College. Officials say a public university satellite would offer courses in fields of study currently not available in Springfield.
I know that there's been conversations with the other colleges in the area that I think educationally it will fill some gaps that perhaps the other colleges aren't addressing right now. So I think on an educational basis, it will add to the great facilities that we already have.
The City of Springfield's Chief Development Officer, Kevin Kennedy, said a UMass satellite campus would bring youth, vibrancy, and vitality to the city's downtown.
It's a piece of the puzzle. If you add a satellite campus to a revitalized Union Station, a casino in the downtown, the new lighting program that we're going to be introducing in the downtown, the new security program that we just brought to the downtown, remember, the addition of the casino to downtown brings entertainment and dining options that don't currently exist here in Springfield. You're talking about a downtown that's going to be completely remade over the next 5 years.
UMass Amherst and the City of Springfield have a formal partnership aimed at revitalizing the city's economy. Faculty and staff from the flagship campus are involved in a number of projects and programs in Springfield. UMass Amherst has an urban design center in a storefront building in downtown Springfield. The university operates a small business development center at Springfield Technical Community College and a life sciences research center in partnership with Bay State Medical Center. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.